Hello, this is Audrey Stimson, and today we'll be mapping Adderall on the 15-Minute Matrix.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix. I'm Andrea Nakayama, functional medicine nutritionist and your host. This is the podcast that brings you bite-sized insights and lessons on the clinical relevance of the functional nutrition matrix, the most important tool in functional medicine and functional nutrition. The matrix is so important not only because it invites us to stop and assess, but also because it reminds us of three very important factors in our care, our recommendations, and our outcomes. Everything is connected. We are all unique, and all things matter. Be sure to head over to this episode's show notes at 15minutematrix.com if you'd like to see today's topic mapped on a downloadable matrix to remind you of these critical aspects of care. Today on the 15-Minute Matrix, I'll be speaking with Audrey Stimson. Audrey is an internationally published master photographer by trade who has now made it her sole mission to share her story of Adderall addiction and how she freed herself after 23 years. Audrey had been prescribed Adderall to treat her ADHD since the age of 7, the same year the drug first entered the market, making her one of the longest case studies. But after 23 years of use, the amphetamine had taken its toll, leading to psychosis, gut health issues, body dysmorphia, anorexia, and a never-ending cycle of shame. With 3.5 million children currently prescribed Adderall and more than 42% of people aged 12 and over abusing the drug without a prescription, it is clearly one of the most pressing issues of our time. Audrey is dedicated to sharing her story and helping others navigate their Adderall addiction journey. Hi, Audrey. Welcome to the 15-Minute Matrix.
Hi. It's so wonderful to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Audrey. You have an amazing story, and I'm going to make sure we link to your website in the show notes and invite listeners to go read more about your personal journey with Adderall. Today, I want to focus our attention, I guess no pun intended, right, on what Adderall is and what it does in the body. We can share what it did in your body, and hopefully we consider both alternatives and support for Adderall elimination. Can we start with what Adderall is?
So Adderall is an amphetamine and a stimulant medication used to medicate attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD. It used to be attention deficit disorder, but now it's known as ADHD. And it basically works on the neurotransmitters in our brain, serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine, to stimulate those. And over time, for me, this medication just really, really led to debilitating gut health issues, anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia, heightened basically everything to the point where I was hospitalized 3 times. And I'm sharing my story now because I feel like it's important that others know how this drug can affect your body over time, especially being on it for 23 years.
Oh my gosh. And it's so important that you share your story, Audrey, especially with clinicians, because whether we're the ones prescribing or we're seeing people, children, adults who have been on Adderall, we have to be aware that it might be one of the instigators of a number of other symptoms. And I love how you talked about what it is. It's an amphetamine. It works on the central nervous system. And you mentioned those neurotransmitters, particularly norepinephrine. Norepinephrine and dopamine. And I've heard you speak about your dopamine receptors and where that might be deficient or lacking in your physiology. I think it's really important to understand that it's really keeping kind of that presynaptic neuron space open so that these neurotransmitters are staying present in that extra neuronal space, and that in itself could be contributing to symptoms. So I want to make sure we consider more of those side effects, many of which you experienced. And you talked a lot about, and I've heard you speak a lot about, the body dysmorphia. Can you dive more deeply into the experiences and how you associate that with the Adderall use?
So those with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, have background in trauma. And a lot of that trauma leads to other issues of not feeling like they are enough, and body dysmorphia, and a lot of other issues stemming from that, as well as anxiety and depression. But the Adderall, when it stimulates the nervous system, it actually heightens all of those feelings to the point of overwhelm. And it's not that people with ADHD can't focus, it's that we focus on everything. Adderall stimulates us to focus even more on the things that aren't important. So our body, our face, every little flaw, every little detail becomes, it's a perfectionist mindset to the point that it's almost debilitating. And I do think that inherently it is part of our makeup as an ADHD individual, or as an individual in general in the world that we live in, to deal with these anxieties and depression, but it heightens them. And that's why so many clinicians and doctors end up prescribing SSRIs alongside Adderall, as well as benzodiazepine. And they basically are prescribing anti-anxiety pills and antidepressants to counterbalance the effects that Adderall has on the nervous system.
Yeah, that's really fascinating to just think about that everything is heightened. So yes, your attention span is heightened, but there may be more thought problems and dysmorphia and sleep problems. Do I have that right?
Yes, definitely sleep problems. And just everything is heightened. So much overwhelm.
Physiologically, my understanding is that people can experience dry mouth, swelling, shortness of breath, digestive issues and stomach aches, like you said, constipation, high blood pressure, increased heart rate, a loss of appetite. Like, there's so many things that could be going on.
Right. And they don't talk about those side effects when they prescribe it to you either. I mean, they do. They're like, you want to hear about the side effects, but they don't really tell you all the things that can go wrong. And all of those things happened to me. Over time, my gut stopped processing food, because obviously 90 to 95% of our serotonin is located in our gut.
Yes.
And since that means that in order for our brain to have a conversation with our gut, the serotonin needs to be produced properly. And when you are using this Adderall over a long period of time, and whether or not you come off of it or are on it for an extended period of time, your serotonin just stops working. And it's like, I'm not going to process this food anymore. And I started to develop allergies, some small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, SIBO, as well as adrenal fatigue.
So you were put on Adderall as a child, and really your entire young adult, early adult life was on Adderall. What, after that long period of time, I believe you said 23 years, was it like to taper off? I'm assuming it was a taper.
Well, it was at first, and it was so horrible. And then my gut issues got worse. The anhedonia, which is lack of joy for life, the dopamine and the norepinephrine issues. Without that, my body needed about 18 months to recalibrate, if you look up online. And it's taken about that long for me to recalibrate those. And as I started to wean down, the gut issues got worse. I'd have severe pain. I ended up in the hospital twice after I started, once before, because I thought I had an appendix burst. I didn't know what was going on, just horrible pain. I was breaking out everywhere. I was having pain in my joints. Like you said, dry mouth. I had severe IBS symptoms, in the bathroom crying for hours. And I actually knew I needed to nip it in the bud, because it felt like I was ripping off a band-aid each time. And I'm not a doctor in any way, and I don't recommend anyone doing this without consulting a doctor, but I did end up using EMDR therapy to get rid of the need and the addiction, so that I was able to get rid of a lot of the withdrawal symptoms, allowing for me to quit cold turkey.
I love that you took a really matrixed approach to recovery, and that it's something you're really embracing. I see you embracing in your life and your lifestyle. What do you wish that people knew, whether those are parents or adults who are being prescribed Adderall? What do you wish that they knew in advance of starting?
all of it can really start with nutrition first. I wish that my parents had been educated about no sugars in the morning, processed sugars, gluten leading to foggy headedness, and drinking half your body weight in ounces of water a day, because our body needs that water to be able to think properly. You know, removing yourself from environmental stressors, separating yourself from triggers, and making sure to get adequate sleep is a huge one for ADHD. It's very important for me. I mean, it's harder now, but,
because of that baby.
Yeah, but super important to take care of those things. And there's also supplementation that can be done with food, using foods high in magnesium and B6, as well as tryptophan increasing foods, tyrosine enhancing foods for dopamine. There's all of these different tactics that can be applied, as well as, you know, EMDR therapy. They have neurofeedback now that can teach kids how to retrain their brain, which I, you know, wish that I had had access to. I'd love to try it at some point. There's acupuncture and acupressure. There's lymphatic drainage to allow your brain to have less swelling and function better, using Reiki, Pilates. There's just so much that you can do.
Yeah.
That was just, and meditation is a huge one for me that increases serotonin and dopamine. Getting outside in nature, light therapy, you can even use laughter therapy. There's just so many things that they don't try first.
Yes.
Before medicating.
Yeah. I mean, I always like to say if we're not sleeping, we're not pooping, and our blood sugar isn't balanced, it's hard to build upon anything. And I think what people are still looking for is the quick fix. And what your story proves is that the quick fix isn't that. It might be a short-term remedy, a good band-aid for the moment, but as you experienced, could be leading to other deficiencies. When you couldn't digest, that's going to lead to other deficiencies.
Depression.
Yes.
It's basically a cyclical cycle of like pain. And also, I didn't know who I was on the drug, just to clarify. Like, I literally have started learning who I was for the past 2 years for the first time, because I was put on this prepubescent as a 7-year-old. I had no idea who I was. And that's been amazing to see that, like, I'm more creative, I'm more free, but also learning these tools. I mean, it is difficult to navigate life as an ADHD individual, but it is doable. And I want people to know also medication, there are medications that can be helpful, but stimulants and amphetamines specifically have a really horrible effect over time. And there hasn't really been a case study as long as me to tell us, like, you know, with cigarettes, no one knew until they knew.
Right.
And I feel like it's just very important to know that the long-term effects of this drug, and after interviewing so many others for my book that I'm writing on this subject, so many people just like me have had the exact same symptoms. They are now not able to process certain foods, gut problems, and it's just taking them years to get back to where they started from.
So much to go through, Audrey, in that process. And I think that those are really wise words to people to consider when they're thinking about starting on Adderall. Like, wait a minute, take a beat. There's a lot more you can consider here. I always like to say, like, I'm not anti-drug. I'm not anti-medical intervention. There are definitely places we need that. And sometimes we need to just take 3 to 6 months and see what we can shift with other practices. And it may not just be one thing. It may be, as you stated, many things. So what do you wish the families or person knows? And I know this is a loaded question because you're writing an entire book about it, that are on Adderall and that help them to see some hope that they can make a change and rediscover themselves.
I would say that it is one of the hardest things I've ever done and something that I never thought was possible after being on it for 23 years and told that I needed it to function, to thrive, to be able to drive a car, to be able to go to school, to be able to multitask and, you know, do family events as well as life events and really succeed in life and do anything. And I know that I am now 2 years free from the drug and I'm happier than I've ever been. And it is possible using these systems of food, nutrition, movement, meditation, everything that you can do outside of it. There is a way. out. And I feel like I just wish that someone had told me it's possible and that I wasn't alone.
So well said, Audrey. I have one final question for you. When I listen to you speaking about your experience, it sounds to me like Adderall was a huge part of your identity, like this fact that you thought you almost were like, I don't want to use the word brainwashed, but in some way I do. Like you really believed that you couldn't function without it. And I'm curious what it was like to lose that limb in a way. As you were transitioning off of it, were you in a state of fear or denial, or were you so driven towards future possibility that those triumphs and trials were okay?
I was terrified. And it was very scary because I no longer knew who I was. And I knew that the journey to finding out who I was going to be a long one, but one that was worth it. And I did it anyways, because I knew that it had to be better than the way that I was feeling every day when I woke up and needed to reach for my pills, because I felt like I couldn't get out of bed without it. And that need and that depression and that anxiety and the heightened sense of I'm not enough was just so overwhelming that I knew I had to do it. I really believed that this medication was going to kill me if I continued over a long period of time. And so I did it because I knew that I needed to save myself.
Yeah, so well said. And thank you so much for sharing your story with us and with the world. I think that coaches, clinicians around the globe need to hear this and support those who are considering Adderall, but also those who are considering a taper and want to be off of it. Approach these cases with the empathy that you help us to see. So thank you so much, Audrey.
Thank you so much for having me.
The 15-Minute Matrix is brought to you by me, Andrea Nakayama, and the Functional Nutrition Alliance. Check out the latest in functional nutrition at functionalnutritionlab.com/blog. The 15-Minute Matrix is produced, mixed, and edited by Rowan Bradley, with production support from Natalie Merrill and the team at the Functional Nutrition Alliance. You can find episodes on all kinds of topics with more incredible guests at our podcast website, 15minutematrix.com. And if you'd like to be notified by email each week about our podcast releases, head on over to 15minutematrix.com/notify. Also, please feel free to get in touch with us. We would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, and who you'd like to hear next on the podcast. You can email us at ask@15minutematrix.com.